State law has long said a marriage is solely between one man and one woman, and voters put it in the state constitution in 2008. Attorney Jennifer Pizer of Lambda Legal, representing 7 Arizona couples and 2 survivors of same-sex relationships, contends that ban violates federal constitutional provisions.
Because our clients are not able to marry, they're being denied equal protection of the laws, which should be a birthright of all Americans, and they're being denied the fundamental freedom to marry the one they love. That's a denial of due process that's guaranteed to all of us by the U.S. Constitution.
State Attorney General Tom Horn said he intends to defend the Arizona law, saying the issue is not whether it amounts to unequal treatment.
The question really is, what is the definition of marriage? I would say that the legislature and the people acting through the legislature have a right to define what is marriage, and that that should be a decision made by the people governing themselves rather than the judiciary imposing it on them.
But Horn said it may not matter what he thinks. He said the U.S. Supreme Court likely will rule before the case goes to trial on one of the lawsuits from another state challenging a ban on same-sex weddings. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.